Well, it's definitely a helmet to, you know, the Washington safety definitely led with his helmet. So I know that's not what we're looking for.
What about the hit on Starks?
Same thing. Yeah, different result.
Yeah. Were you surprised that he wasn't penalized for either of those plays?
Well, officiating is not my cup of tea, so we'll leave it up to the league office, and I'm sure they look at every play, and I'm sure they'll have an opinion on both those plays.
I know James had a productive game, but I guess now that you've gone back and look at the run blocking, what did you think of those guys?
I thought we played well up front. I thought our first level and second level blocking was very good. I thought James did a very nice job pretty much on most of his reads, and that's what you're looking for. Right? Offensively, the production speaks for itself, and that's what happens when you stay in clean plays and the execution is at a high level. So we felt good about it watching the tape. The grades were good, so it was a good day for the offense.
Mike, you started saying yesterday after the game, you were asked about the running game and having a 100-yard rusher, mm-hmm. and then you were interrupted by a different question. Was what you were saying that you just don't care that you have a 100-yard rusher in a game, was that before you got?
I've never lined up to call football games and says, boy, I'd like to have a 100-yard rusher today. I mean, I think that's assumed. You like to have 100-yard rushers or, you like to have 155 yards rushing. But, those are, to me, those are statistics that point to a direction and a direction that we've definitely have spent a lot of time on and working through. But it's not something that I spend a whole lot of time on, because at the end of the day, the offense is in charge of scoring, 26, 28 plus points a game. And we've done that 2 weeks in a row. So we want to get out there and score points. Every team's built differently. Systems of football are put together. In my mind, if you don't have a system that takes advantage of the abilities of all your players, particularly your prime time players, then you need to take a look at your system. And so, and we're built that way. We're built accordingly to that. And our point production has been where it needs to be. But with that, you're always working on, run blocking, run decisions, second level blocking, pass protection. I mean, that's something you're striving for all the time.
Is that what the rest of your answer was going to be before you lost your train of thought, or was it going to be another good one-liner like you'd started with?
Jason, I don't know. I don't hurt your feelings, but when that press conference was over, it was over for me.
Like, where does this leave you with Starks? Obviously, you were emphasizing Lacy the first couple of weeks. You had a lot of plans for him.
Really, going into the last week and this week, the plan was to have Eddie and James, kind of play to a certain pattern of things that we were trying to do. So, we'll just continue that way too. I mean, I'd like to get. I had a number of things for Jonathan this week. You just didn't get to. So, there's things for John Kuhn in there too. I mean, you don't just go into a game preparing for 70 plays. I mean, you go into a football game prepared and go as many different directions as you need to. So, and that's the way we've always game planned. And we got to make sure we're having things for every player that's up on Sundays.
Mike, are you guys having conversations about maybe needing a running back on your roster? Are you having conversations today and tomorrow about maybe needing a running back on your roster, though, because of where you're at?
Ted and I met today, and it was just on a number of different things, and roster always comes up. We talk about the roster a couple times a week, but, I'm planning. We're putting together a game plan based on the people that are here.
Two games in with your defense, what do you like? What needs some work?
Fourth quarter is really something that I don't like for our whole football team. It's 2 weeks in a row we haven't performed in all three phases the way we need to. The offense, bless you, the offense got better this week with the 4-minute drive. But defensively and special teams, we need to perform better. That was also the case in week one. So defense, just they had a great start. They didn't convert a third down until the score was 31-0, but we gave up 20 points down the stretch here. It's just unnecessary production when you look at the tape. I mean, to play at the level that we performed at for, a large part of the game, and then to give that up, it's something that, probably looks worse in on a stat sheet than the reality of the football game. So, you have to look at that. It's still tape, and you got to compete, and that's why you play four quarters, and that's why you finish. And that's something that we can learn from that victory. I mean, it was a sound victory for our football team, but there's definitely things that we need to take away from that game. That's what I'm excited about. I mean, I think our football team has a lot of growth. I like the way we're playing in the physical aspect of it, but our mental performance isn't even close to what it needs to be. And that's the other area. So our mental performance and our fourth quarter production is our two emphasis for the week.
Mike, you gave a little longer look to Devon House and Chris Banjo. And how's that kind of secondary holding up without Morgan now for a couple weeks, Casey, and without Jerry?
I like our secondary, the way these guys are rallying, and we could probably do maybe a cleaner job this week defining roles and giving these guys a chance to really lock into certain areas. Devon House, I thought he played a heck of a game. He was the game ball winner for special teams. Post release that on my show, so if you don't release that to tomorrow, I'd appreciate it. That's for you, Larry.
Mike, in terms of mental performance, what would you attribute?
Coaching. We got to do a better job getting them ready. I mean, that's when your team doesn't is not as sharp as it needs to be. We take that very personal, and so we got to do a better job getting the players ready.
You guys ended up throwing a lot of short passes yesterday. Was that in response to the early pressure, or was that just more in line with you like the matchups in the open field with your receivers against their
Yeah, that was part of it. I mean, part of our plan is, there'll be a three-step drop package in every game. I mean, that's something that we do very well. But, you know, the ability to push the ball vertically and some other things based on the way they played. The defense has something to say about the way we attack them. And we saw a lot of three shell yesterday, and frankly wasn't expecting that going into the game. I thought it would be a split safety, two safeties backer type game. But that was not the case.
Mike, was there a you guys were great with yards after the catch, and then you were just okay, and now it looks like there's an emphasis from the outside looking in. Is that something you talked about this offseason with your guys? Is that something that's become more important? Have you changed things play calling wise, or has it just happened that way?
I mean, the emphasis has always been there, but we're just trying to coach it better. The players are doing a better job at it. The timing of the thrower and the routes are more in sync, and which creates another half yard of separation, as opposed to when you're not as in sync. So I mean, all those things factor. We talk about extended plays, chart them, practice them, big play opportunities. So I mean, it's part of our makeup as a football team, not just our offense. So it's where a lot of big plays are generated. So that's why we have the time clock out there with the lights spinning around and all that. I mean, so it's all part of emphasizing how you want your team to play and the identity of how you helps you be most productive.
Like the yak yesterday, though, was, depending on which stat service you might attribute to, between 280 and 295 yards, which is
second most ever, I think.
So, yeah, there you go. So you know, did you notice
I heard that? About it, yeah.
Heard about it. Since you've been watching it, when you watched the tape, could you tell, even maybe you watched it live and knew right away, but this was maybe among the best performances you'd seen in that department?
No, I would have never known that was the best performance. And frankly, I don't really gauge the statistics of the game. I have statistics that are given to me at halftime, and they're not really about production. I mean, they're about outliners that I'm looking for, A, of how our team's performing, and B, what I think our biggest stress point is going to be. So, I get the halftime statistics, so I have an understanding of the production, but I knew we had a good day. I mean, it was obviously we had a good day catching the ball and yards after the catch, but I would have never known, especially not knowing what the record was.
So what kind of stats are important to you?
You know, the ones that they give me at halftime.
We've talked a lot about Finley's catching the ball better and this and that, but his yak has really gone up tremendously. I guess, is there something that you can point to there?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I just think he's maturing as a player. I thought his play in the sideline was spectacular. I mean, just three, four, fifth tackler to get him on the ground, and he did it all on the boundary. So, I mean, he's just getting more and more comfortable. He's stronger than he's been. And, sometimes when guys have injuries, it's really the second year back after the injury where you see him get back to being comfortable. And he's just improving, and that's definitely an area he's done a much better job in.
Like, do you think that's physical or do you think that's mental? Because he said after the 2011 season, that he was thinking about the knee a lot after he'd heard it in 2010. Yeah, he was kind of fearless now.
Well, I think it's definitely mental. I mean, because physically, the responsibility of the training staff and everybody, you wouldn't put him out there if you still didn't think he was physically ready. So, I mean, it's about confidence, and there's also a skill to it. You know, it's about reps, being in that position over and over and over again. He's caught a few of those routes in his time here, and has turned him up on a boundary, so he's getting better at that. So, so experience, reps, and confidence, I think, has really helped him.
Like in that first drive, give up 3 sacks. Were they more just physical errors, or were there things that Washington was doing that you had to adjust to later?
I'm trying to think. We had some movement in there that we didn't handle very well. Obviously, there's a mental aspect to him. So, and then, you know, then we had the one where it was just we had 3 mentals, or 1 physical and 2 mentals on the same play. You know, one where Rapko just runs right up the field. So, I think it was the 4th one. But, yeah, we did not start the way we wanted to.
Mike, second week in a row, you're going to get a team coming off of Monday night in a short week. In your mind, what is the advantage for you having the full week? And as a coach, what do you not like about a short week when you're in that situation?
I mean, it's you know, anytime your 7-day schedule is interrupted, it's, you know, it's part of your challenge that week. I mean, that's the reality of pro football, and you know, playing on Monday night football is an honor. It's an opportunity for, you know, the country to see you play. But there, you know, it's like anything. It's a long day Monday, and there's things that go into that, and then it's a short week. But you know, everybody has to go through it. I've never looked at the schedule and said, you know, whoopee, we play these guys. You know, if they're playing on Monday night, we're really gonna get after. I mean, it's never. I really don't worry about what their schedule is, but I just know what our schedule is. There's things really more from a coaching staff standpoint that you have to do ahead of time and make sure when you come off at Monday night, because particularly on the road, you get back late and so forth and so forth. So, yeah, I don't think it's a huge advantage, especially early in the season too. You know, we're talking about week 3.
So what are you looking for? Assuming you watch the game tonight, what are you looking for from Cincinnati? I mean, you look at
there's obviously things you can see on TV, not now that you probably didn't see 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, the audio is enhanced. So, I mean, there's things that you definitely can pick up off TV. I never used to watch the TV copy just until the last year or so. So, I mean, it's there's things that we'll cut up from the TV copy and make it part of our coach's copy videotape. So I'll be watching closely.